This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All eyes in Connecticut this weekend, rightly so, are on the golf balls at the Travelers Championship. But if we go back in time, I want to look at the scrapbook, right? Because once upon a time in Connecticut, it was the Insurance City Open, and then it was the Greater Hartford Open. And I just want to go back in time a little bit and learn how this annual tradition got started here in Connecticut. My entire life, I've lived in Connecticut my entire life. I have 1 month to go before I'm 29 years old. And as long as I can remember, it has been every June, I think once in August, it's always been about the Travelers Championship. And the more I dig into this, the more I realize how much of a Connecticut institution this has become. So I want to go way back to when it was the Insurance City Open, when it was the Greater Hartford Open, and it was not played in Cromwell, but was actually played at the Wethersfield Country Club. Maybe some newcomers don't know that, but Joe Latino knows that. He is, let's see, his big official title is head golf professional at the Wethersfield Country Club. And he's also, I would say, a historian of this because he's been very interested in the history as well. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Morgan. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you on. You know, I want you to take me back to 1952. How did this end up coming to Connecticut? Do you know?
I do. It's actually an interesting story, but I'm going to have to take you 1 year prior to 1952.
Okay.
1951. A group of individuals from the Greater Hartford Junior Chamber of Commerce. We had a few members here that were part of that organization. They were looking for a fundraiser for their group. And so they were coming up with some ideas, and they decided they were going to have, believe it or not, a turtle race. And so
no.
Apparently back in 1951, that was a way that you could create some money for your organization. So they had a turtle race. In this area, and they didn't do so well. I guess it raised about $1,800, which wasn't too bad in those days, but they felt it was a pretty big flop. So going into 1952, they were looking for an opportunity to raise some more money for the Chamber of Commerce, which we refer to now as the JCs, of course. And so the JCs, with the help of some of my members that were members of the organization, started the Insurance City Open in 1952 here at Wethersfield. The purse in those days, which is incredible considering the purse now is $20 million and the winner takes $3.6 million home. It was $15,000 and the winner took $2,400 home. So that's kind of the background to how that event came here to Weathersfield. Was a turtle race kind of flopped, and then they started a golf tournament.
That's amazing. Now, in your years involved at the country club there in Weathersfield, the Weathersfield Country Club, did you ever get to meet anybody who might have been there in 1952?
Oh, a ton. I mean, I probably had really young people at the time, but their parents sure. have been members for a long time, and they've gone on to become members. I mean, I have 6 to 10 guys that have caddied in events going back into the 50s when they were young, 12, 13, 14 years old. Actually, one of my members, Dave Benoit, caddied for Ken Venturi when he won the championship here. So we have a lot of great stories, great family stories about how the event was here and their interaction with the players and their interaction with the guests and the celebrities. Just a really cool part of our history that we love to embrace and love to talk about.
Some of those golfers in 1952 were kind of just getting started, or their names were starting to spread, and then they got mm-hmm. bigger and bigger. And now we look back and say, wow, Arnold Palmer was here, but he had so much history there at the Weathersfield Country mm-hmm. Club in those earliest years.
Yes. I mean, Arnie won his first tournament in the States. He had won the RBC Canadian, now it's called the RBC, but the Canadian Open for his first tour victory. But his first championship in the United States was back here in 1956. So Arnie, and he's won again in 1960. Arnie has a lot of history here. He loved coming here, loved playing our golf course, has a lot of fond memories here. So we certainly miss Arnie. He did a lot for our game, but he certainly has a lot of history here at Weathersfield.
In those earliest years at Weathersfield, when it was the Insurance City Open, how did it grow from year to year? Because you ended up with some big stars. We'll talk about some of them maybe after the break, but how did this grow as the years went on and become bigger and bigger every year?
You know, I think a lot of it had to do with the changing climate of the tour. I mean, you know, back in the 50s, you had a lot of tour professionals that, you know, they traveled by car from place to place. They didn't make a lot of money. You had club professionals playing in a lot of your tour events in those days. So as the tour grew and as it got bigger and bigger, I think, and of course the purse sizes certainly reflect that. I mean, the last event here, what we call the last gas here in 1983, where Curtis Strange won, the purse was 20 times what it was in 1952. So it speaks a lot to how the tour grew. And, you know, our little stop here in Connecticut has always been a favorite of the tour, and the guys have certainly supported it. And I think that's what made, you know, the Travelers, as it is now, grown into such, you know, it's the second largest spectator event outside the Waste Management on the PGA Tour these days. The people of Connecticut really embrace their one event. If you think about it, we don't really have a tour stop consistently anymore that's in the Northeast outside of the Travelers Championship. So I certainly think the people of Connecticut have a lot to do with how it's grown, but certainly the tour getting bigger has a lot to do with it as well.
The reason I'm playing Sammy Davis Jr. is because for the longest time, he was a big face for the Pro-Am when it was the Greater Hartford Open, and it was played at the Weathersfield Country Club. Joe Latino, who is at the Weathersfield Country Club, is on with me this afternoon on WTIC. Joe, welcome back. How did Sammy and all of these other stars, these big Hollywood figures, end up at Weathersfield's Country Club?
Well, you know, it's another interesting story. You know, as the tournament began to evolve and they were looking for more sponsorship dollars, back in those days, when you think about, you know, the clam bake with Bing Crosby and, you know, Jackie Gleason, all, they were putting these big celebrity faces on some of their events. So as a way to kind of bring in some more sponsorship dollars and bring the tournament a little bit more back to the forefront, they got Sammy Davis Jr. to kind of headline the event, and it turned into a huge success. And I hear great stories about when Sammy was here and his interaction with my members. And, you know, again, a different time period where my members would be sitting up in the grill and Sammy would be out playing, and he comes back in and he would just sit down at the table and talk with these folks and have a drink with them. I can imagine doing these things this day. Like, imagine Taylor Swift sitting down at your table and just
right.
you know, having a conversation with you. But that's kind of how it was. You know, in the late 60s, early 70s, into the 80s. People were it wasn't as big as it was, and there was, you know, no social media out there, and so you know, they were more, it was more normal for these folks to spend time with the public. And so I mean, I've heard tremendous stories going back into those days of my membership being able to spend some time with him and enjoy his company, and such great memories that they have in their lives from that time period.
Didn't Sammy even hand out trophies, I think, to the winners?
Oh, yeah. He was always up on the 18th green handing out the trophy at the end of it. You know, the funny stories about, you know, him being out on the golf course and having a few libations, and then having to have a show that night, and our bartender giving him as much coffee as they could get into him before he had to go do the show, and he would be flawless at the show like nothing happened.
This would be kind of like a Steve Harvey showing up today just for people, you know, to be initiated.
Yeah. And, you know, again, Bob Hope being here with Sammy and Jackie Gleason, and you know, Sinatra had showed up a few years when he was here too. I mean, just some really, really cool things going on around here. If I had been a fly on the wall, you know, some really cool stuff.
If only, because you're younger too, so you're learning all of this history by just working there through osmosis at the Wethersfield Country Club.
Yeah. They always painted a caricature of the winner. And so we have caricatures also of Sammy that were used in logos and things like that in our archives that really are just really some really cool pieces of memorabilia going back into that time.
Joe, how did you learn more about the Insurance City Open and the Greater Hartford Open, all the players and kind of the history and the growth of it here in Connecticut, as well as the celebrity aspects? Is it because of the archives there at the Wethersfield Country Club?
Yeah, certainly part of it. We have also a lot of members that were involved in those days. You know, former members whose parents were on the JCs that started the event when it was here. And so if you really care to just pick their brain for a few minutes, the amount of stories that they can tell you about how it shaped their lives, how it shaped the country club here, most of it is really word of mouth, to be honest. I mean, we do have a really great archive we have the old programs, we have old signage, we have old scoreboards, we have old scorecards, we have great pictures, we have some of the trophies from back in those days too, but most of it, really the good stuff, is from word of mouth and the people that were here, that's for sure.
Okay, so why don't you tell us a little story, Joe? Is there anyone that comes to your mind, you know, one of these folklore tales, if you will, from the Wethersfield Country Club, the Insurance City Open, the Greater Hartford Open? Can you take me back 50, 60 years with one of these tales?
Yeah, I think...
No, you don't have to tell me who told you either, by the way, if it's secret.
I think some of the better stories are about... they used to do a lot of clinics and Pro-Am Day, where they would invite the folks to come down, and the public could get close to some of these players. We're talking about Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino and all these guys, the best players in the world of their generation. They would run clinics for the public, and so Sammy was always involved. And so Sammy would come down, and I guess more often than not, Sammy didn't have a golf club, and so we had a young caddy that was here and who's been a member for a while, that it was his job to make sure that wherever Sammy went, he was running alongside him with a golf bag just in case they asked Sammy to hit a shot. So you would see this young lad just scurrying around all over the place as Sammy would walk. And again, from all the stories I hear, Sammy was like a ping pong ball all over the property from time to time. So he would you'd see this little guy running along with a bag over his shoulder, following Sammy along just in case he had his shot, which I think is a pretty funny anecdote for everything that went on around here, for sure.
It seems like so many people had access to these characters, these stars, whether they were the pro golfers or celebrities like Sammy Davis Jr. or Bob mm-hmm. Hope or any of them. You know, in this mm-hmm. day and age, 2025, it would seem as if sometimes there's a disconnect between the fans and the celebrities. You know, a lot of things have shifted over to social media. And here you're telling me that Sammy Davis was just yucking it up with some of the fans, you know. Does that surprise you at all, Joe?
I think it does, just because, you know, me at 39 years old, I can't picture it. It's not something that I would be familiar with. But when you talk to these folks, you know, these tour stops, like I had said before, you know, especially back in the 50s, these guys were driving. You know, they weren't taking private jets. They weren't, you know, the transportation was limited, you know, they would be driving into these places, and they would be there for almost 2 weeks. And so they stayed with families in their houses from time to time too. They didn't stay in hotels, especially if you were a struggling golf pro at the time. So they really got to know.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Almost like part of the family. The same guys came back every year and asked for the same caddies and stayed with the same family. So they almost became part of our environment, our culture around here. So I don't know if you could recreate this in 2025, what it was like, but I mean, just walking upstairs to have dinner at your country club and you could sit down at a table and next to you is Arnold Palmer and Lee Trevino and Jack Nicklaus, and at the other table is Sammy Davis and Bob Hope, that those type of things, you know, when they come to Cromwell these days, I mean, the clubhouse is, certain areas are just for players only and families only. The, you know, members don't even get to interact in those areas from time to time. So it was a very different world that we lived in 1950, 1960, 1970 when it was here, for sure.
Media has changed so much as well. My station, WTIC AM 1080, has quite the background with this championship going back decades. We've been there to cover it. We broadcast live there. There was a time that we were the only radio station allowed to broadcast there. That was the deal that we had. But television, it was different as well. And frankly, no diss to TV, it was primitive compared to what you would watch on golf, you know, televised golf today. There was no way for you to see, you know, when you're watching TV today and you can actually see the line that they draw on the screen that follows the golf ball. There was none of that in 1965. I mean, what did they have, like a chalkboard? I mean, it was ridiculous. It was primitive. So my question to you, Joe, is how has media coverage changed? You know, if we're just looking at the window it was at the Weathersfield Country Club, or just overall from 1952 to today, have you followed any of that aspect?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially too now, I mean, you can watch almost every shot of the Travelers Championship through streaming on some sort of network. Even if you want to listen to it on Sirius XM, you can hear it on that stuff. You can hear almost every shot of the event. You know, we still find old cable when we're doing renovations to the golf course when they laid the cable back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Really?
If you look at what they were using, even the fiber optic stuff that we find in the ground, right, that is so primitive. And so, you know, as far as Weathersfield is considered, you know, from TV coverage standpoint, there really wasn't much in our history as compared to now, and it's been over at TPC. So we were probably the start of it, let's say. You know, it was televised towards the end of its career here. And most of the time it was just on the weekends. They didn't even show Thursday and Friday rounds. They wouldn't take up space to do that. So really just Saturday and Sunday is where, and you might get just the back nine for a couple hours. They didn't show it like it is today where you can see the leader tee off and then you see his entire round. It was really just maybe the back nine of the event on Saturday and Sunday that you actually saw live on television.
In other words, it was best to be there in person, in the moment, to see the action.
1,000%.
How many people? Do you have any numbers? How many people would attend?
I think at its peak, let's say in the late 80s there, when we the last year we had it here, they would get somewhere around 50,000 spectators.
Wow.
Nowhere near what they get now.
But that was good for that time.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And it's funny, too. You walk around TPC, and I was there yesterday taking in some of the golf. It's like a fortress around that place with gates and guards at every spot, and certainly that's what they have to do these days. But, I mean, we're situated right in the middle of neighborhoods. So, I mean, you could walk in from almost any place and kind of hop a fence and get in, and I'm sure I hear stories about members doing that when they didn't have a ticket, hopping a fence and trying to catch some of the action and dragging a cooler underneath a rope or something like that to see if it's because they couldn't afford the beverages on the course. It was just like kind of part of our history here that we are situated right in the middle of these beautiful neighborhoods right here in Weathersfield. So a lot of folks that lived around the property got a chance to take in a lot of the action in those days.
Joe, that's not happening anymore, is it? No.
No, I don't think so.
No fence hopping, no coolers, none of that. Once upon a time, when it was not the Travelers Championship, it was the Insurance City Open here in Connecticut, then the Greater Hartford Open, and it was at the Weathersfield Country Club. Joe Latino, who has been very gracious with his time this afternoon on WTIC, he is the head pro golfer at head golf professional, I got to get it right, at the Weathersfield Country Club. And he's been looking back with me on those formative years as this became really a Connecticut institution. It still is. You know, Joe, is there any bad blood? You know, it's been a few decades now, but is there any bad blood now that the championship has moved from the Weathersfield Country Club down to the TPC River Highlands?
No, absolutely not. In 1981, the tour officials and the JCs had come in and talked about renovating our golf course to keep the event here. And our membership decided that with a club that was getting ready to get towards 100 years old back in 1983, that it was a golf course that we liked how it was and we didn't want to change it. And so we were happy to pass the baton on to a facility that could better suit the needs of the tour and the needs of the player, the modern player that was hitting the golf ball so long. So we have no bad blood. We enjoy our history with the event and happy to pass it on and continue to grow that history with TPC River Highlands. And it's great to say that we even hosted it for a year, let alone the 30 years we had it.
Sure. You know, and you guys have actually partnered in some ways, at least with TPC and the current Travelers Championship. Didn't you guys do some overflow once upon a time?
Yeah, we would take on some extra groups for their Wednesday Pro-Am back when they needed it. So on Wednesdays here, we had some of the overflow Pro-Am groups we would host for folks. And also, I mean, we've had 50-year anniversaries and 25-year anniversaries here of the event. So we're always happy to partner with them. We are a huge supporter of theirs and the event over there. And in any way we can help them kind of continue the great history of this event, we're happy to do so.
Final thought here, Joe. We've got to keep this in Connecticut. It doesn't matter where it is, but it needs to be in Connecticut. And Travelers, really, they deserve a lot of thanks for that, because there have been some times in the past where, you know, it was almost gone. How else do I put it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Travelers coming on as a title sponsor a few years back certainly has made this event what it is over there. The players love coming to it, but it certainly takes the fan support to continue for this event to grow. And the tour has met them halfway with it being an elevated event, which I think is extended through 2029 at this point. So it'll be an elevated event at least for the next few years. It's important to our history here at Weathersfield. It's important to the history of Connecticut and Connecticut golf. So we love the event to keep staying, and having all those patrons go out and then watch the event and support the event is what makes it possible. So we love having our Connecticut folks go over and watch the best players in the world and enjoy the event over at TPC River Highlands.
Is it ever possible for someone to check out, like, the pictures that you guys have or the memorabilia? I know obviously your members get to see it, but, you know, any average Joe's able to get in once in a blue moon? If you have a special or something, you know, can they see it? Or is there a website?
The Charlie Sifford Memorial event is held here continuously, and Charlie Sifford, who was the first African-American to win a tour event, won it here at Weathersfield, and so we display a lot of the merchandise during that event, so I encourage you to join the event, come over and play in a foursome, support the Charlie Sifford Foundation, and then giving back to kids and helping kids get into college and then support their college dreams. So we'd love to see you come check out our merchandise and play in the Charlie Sifford Memorial event each year.
Are you guys accepting new members at Weathersfield, or are you guys all full?
Yes, we do have some membership opportunities open, so anybody out there that's interested in becoming a part of our little club, we're happy to talk to you about it. Come over and meet with us. I think you'll enjoy it. We have a great social environment around here and a wonderful golf course to play every day, that's for sure.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. He's Joe Latino. Joe, we are just plumb out of time.
Thanks for having me, Morgan. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.